JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wine's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 56, Legacy of Volozhin.
Volozhin Yeshiva was not only influential in its environs, but it set the pattern for Torah scholarship for the next 250 years. It's amazing that almost all of the yeshiva that exist today in the Jewish world, in one way or another, patterned themselves after Volozhin. Volozhin had a set curriculum, 7.5 years to finish the entire Talmud. It was Volozhin, they had lectures every day. Volozhin began at the beginning of the Talmud and it ended at the end of the Talmud. Its study was rigorous, analytic, and tremendous time had to be devoted to it. People studied 14, 16, even 18 hours a day on a regular basis for years on end. And therefore, it's no wonder that it produced the type of people that it produced, because that was its environment. Volozhin had a great impact on centuries, and it had a great impact on the entire Jewish world. Produced from it were many of the great maskilim, the enlightened ones, who, unlike Volozhin, attempted to secularize the Jewish people. Produced from it were many of the leaders of the Zionist movement that would arise later at the end of the 19th century. But mainly produced from Volozhin were the heads of hundreds of other yeshivot, were the rabbis, were the judges, were the people who helped build Judaism, not only in Lithuania, but throughout Eastern Europe and the United States as well. My grandfather, for instance, from Chicago, was himself a student of Volozhin, and also in the land of Israel. And in fact, therefore, the spirit and legacy of Volozhin was and is worldwide, even though Volozhin itself had disappeared in 1892, even though it was restructured later, it never regained its place. The head of the yeshiva at its closing was Rabbi Naftali Tzvi Yehuda Berlin, who was called the Netziv. His son, Rabbi Chaim Berlin, was one of the leading rabbis in Jerusalem. His son, Rabbi Meir Berlin, was one of the founders and leaders of the religious Zionist movement in the world. He has hundreds and hundreds of descendants in the Jewish world today, and his influence also exists throughout the Jewish world. Together with him in the leadership of the yeshiva was Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. And Rabbi Soloveitchik introduced a new system of analytic study of the Talmud that became, in our day, de rigueur, the way everybody looks at the Talmud. A genius, a holy man, he and the Netziv together helped create Volozhin and brought it to its highest form when, unfortunately, the Russian government in its anti-Semitism and the Maskilim and the enlightened ones in their false ideas as to what a new Jew should look like combined to have the institution closed in 1892. Thank you for watching. I'm Beryl Wine.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.